brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is Friday. It's been an amazing week for 9/11 Truth and, well, anyone who wants to bring down the New World Order and expose the corrupt oligarchy that runs our planet today. We're going to have wide open phones in the first, second, and third hour. We do have David Bay joining us of Cutting Edge Ministries to talk about just an amazing film, part two, that he has produced of a series of three that they're putting together. The newest one is Riddles in Stone, and it's very professionally produced, and it gets into all the occult imagery in Washington, D.C., and other areas around the nation. That DVD has now arrived, is now available at Infowars.com. And we also have some big discounts on it and other films we carry, like The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove combo. So we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. We also have a whole host of clips I want to play. I've got Jim Cramer of Real Money in the most bizarre interview I've ever seen, where he is on this Yahoo video news show. It's carried by Yahoo News, and he's just laying out how the stock market is a complete fraud and a scam now and almost completely staged. Now, we know this. This is for anybody that actually has studied the stock market or how the global financial system works. We already know this. But to have Jim Cramer just up there admitting crimes that he has committed and saying, you know, that he'll never get in trouble for it, it just shows how widespread it is. So we'll be playing that clip. Obviously, there have been big new developments with the Charlie Sheen / Rosie O'Donnell / Loose Change soap opera. Yesterday morning, I learned that someone or multiple parties had leaked information to the New York Post, Page Six, the biggest gossip column in the country, that Charlie Sheen was going to be voicing and was involved in Loose Change Final Edition. Now, I've known about this since its inception, even before the Great Loose Change crew knew that Charlie wanted to contact them and talk about, you know, redoing it, re-releasing it, because we had been talking about the best plan, the best way to get 9/11 Truth in theaters nationwide, and we had the idea to just make a full-length feature film with actors. And obviously, it'd be hard to raise $50, $100 million to make a film that would take that type of quality. It'd be much easier to try to fight the New World Order by just reissuing, redoing Loose Change. And then, boom, off the races, there they went, getting very close to that happening. I can't get into details of it, but it would be cinematic legendary. It would be cinematic history. I mean, Rosebud, Citizen Kane, Orson Welles got blacklisted, blackballed completely for making a film that vaguely attacked Hearst Publishing and William Randolph Hearst, the Lord of Hollywood and print, and Hearst Castle and the whole nine yards there in California. The king of yellow journalism, the king of popular mechanics today, the king of government black ops. And he was blacklisted, ladies and gentlemen, one of the hottest directors in Hollywood. Well, I mean, putting Loose Change in theaters, and boy, you ought to see what the redo looks like in the script, and it's very powerful. Can you imagine putting Loose Change in theaters? Well, O'Reilly, in a thuggish, mafioso manner, went on TV last night, very threatening as usual, and said, "It's over for you. It's over for you, Mac. If you make that film, you'll never work again, or worse." I mean, total thuggery. We'll cover it. We'll play the clips. I don't know where to start.
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now we're going to shift gears today in the second hour and get into the religion of the elite, occult architecture in the Western world, predominantly in Washington, D.C. We're going to do that with David Bay in the second hour. Very important new film out. Part two in their series. They're going to have three parts. We're now carrying that at Infowars.com. Then I'm going to briefly have 9/11 Truth from Philly on, who really upset Alan I Love Torture Dershowitz a few days ago and just did a great job bringing up 9/11 Truth inside a neocon love fest where they were calling for eternal war and a great, glorious police state here domestically. Also, I have really serious news on the immigration front. They have introduced a modified blanket amnesty plan as a guest worker program, but they're calling it a temporary guest worker program. The last temporary guest worker program was complete and total amnesty for anyone who is here in the United States illegally, anyone who can get here for 6 years. And it also allowed corporations to fund on buses, trains, and airplanes unlimited visas for skilled and unskilled workers. 2 days ago, I learned of this legislation that had just been reintroduced. I have since scanned over the legislation, and it is the exact same thing, basically. It just calls it a temporary. So they're playing more word games. So the end of the nation, I mean, if your nation doesn't have borders and doesn't have controls, and if anybody can come in and be part of the country and have instant welfare then you don't have a nation. And this is the globalist plan to kill the country. And they're literally strangling the nation to death right in front of us. The country has turned blue. Now it's turning white. The country has passed out. And they can take their hands off our throat. We're probably still going to be a brain-damaged country. I mean, we're probably done for. It's just how deep will we fall? How bad will the peonship that we're all going to enjoy be? How bad will the police state be? Do we have any chance of climbing out of this hellhole? That's being decided right now. But the globalists have done everything they can to destroy this nation, and they have done an absolutely fabulous job. And the drug war has gotten 7 million people in the system, and there's more drugs than ever on the streets, and the government ships in the narcotics, then launders the money through their banks, then uses that to finance the buy-up of government and so-called privatization. They're looting everything wholesale. Total criminality has been unleashed. Both parties are bought and paid for by the same people. So we have that as well here in front of us today. The websites, again, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. They've all been updated today for you, JonesReport.com. Aaron Dyke stayed up here till, I'm told, about 3 in the morning, finishing an article that he put together last night. Paul Watson wrote another article this morning, which would be around the same time in England. He's 6 hours earlier than us, and they're both excellent stories that need to be put on the message boards and dug and gotten out to people. I'm going to sound like a complete beatnik when I said they need to be dug. And some old good old boys going, "Dug, that's some kind of hippie, yippie, commie." Dug is, again, one of the biggest websites, and you can vote it up to the top news page. And when I say Dug, that is nomenclature for that. Dig it, daddy-o, like totally cool. Let's go ahead now and get into the news here. Where to start? First off, back on Monday and Tuesday, we did our best to force the mainstream media to report that Rosie O'Donnell, in 3 separate posts, detailed posts, last week, went public on 9/11 Truth, detailing that Bush obviously would have been whisked out of the elementary school in Florida, that his itinerary was known internationally, there were airports nearby, that it was standard operating procedure to remove him, that he looked like he already knew when they came up and told him, that Building 7 was clearly blown up, and she gave all the evidence. She didn't just link to what really happened, as the media said. How dare her just cut and paste something. She put dozens of links. I mean, there was probably 20-something links in one post she did to different sites and 9/11 scholars and 9/11 studies and just all these different sites, and they wouldn't cover her. Limbaugh mentioned last Friday, now I guess 8 days ago, that he knew, that she was a 9/11 truther and a kook, basically. And then I was on a national neocon show, Mancow, and he of course knew about it and was freaking out in fear. And I mean, they're upset, folks, because they know they're going to lose. They try to intimidate people. They try to tell people to shut up. They try to contain this information. And then it just continues to break and break and break no matter what they do. They tried to set up Sheen and demonize him and run those black ops on him. That blew up in their face. He's more popular than ever. His show went from number 3 to number 1. His stock just went up. They try to demonize everybody else to again, set the precedent, and it's not working. The dam is breaking on them, and they know it. Total public acceptance that 9/11 is an inside job. The destruction of their myth that it was an outside attack, hence we need to lose all our liberties, kill the Bill of Rights, kill America, and have endless war and all these slaves. And so we did everything we could. You did, the listeners, and you already before this went supernova, and it did go supernova yesterday, you had already pushed it over the edge, and mainstream news was starting to break Thursday morning. And then you had the added combo, and I guess the individuals that leaked it to the Page 6 are trying to kill the project, but it looks like it backfired because the publicity is just accelerating the project now, I've been told by inside sources. And so that's certainly good news. But if there's ever a doubt that we're literally just seeing old-fashioned New York gangsterism, where my mom went and saw a documentary they had South by Southwest Let me digress and tell this story. I didn't see it. I even forget the name of it. I was with her the other night. We went to the rodeo with the kids, and she spent like 20 minutes or so telling the story of this film. And it's something I've seen 100 times in my own life, about an upstate New York flea market. This is where O'Reilly would do nicely in his life. You know, he'd be the shopkeeper who kind of bully all the other shopkeepers, you know, 150 years ago. He'd be like a fishmonger, and he'd go around intimidating people and bossing them around until somebody, you know, stood up to him. He's that type of person, you know, a thug. And nothing against tall people. I mean, I'm of average height. I'm not short, but I'm of average height. I don't care if you're short or tall. It doesn't matter to me. But, you know, some tall guys like to lean over you and get in your face. They think it intimidates you, and you want to break their neck. And that's the instinct. But back when I was a fighting man, I got in a few fights, people my own size, and I could never seem to really get turned, you know, get fired up, get turned on. But when some big guy, or a couple big guys, was even better, would get me down, boy, it would just, Incredible Hulk would come out, and his bones would start breaking, teeth would start popping out of it. Why am I digressing? I'm sorry, I'm thinking about O'Reilly and his intimidation, his bullying behavior, and old instincts are rising. Sorry, we fight in the info war here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me settle down a little bit. My mother was telling this story as we were driving to the rodeo in the livestock show about how she went to South by Southwest and saw some of the films at the film festival. She saw this documentary about this spontaneous flea market that had popped up in upstate New York and all these poor people who were there trying to make a living, and they were squatting, and how this kind of thuggish type guy just showed up and started shaking them down and then became the boss, and how he would go around intimidating everybody, and he had no authority. He had no power. He just had a couple thugs with him, and he would tell them he was the boss and tell them he had the authority. And then the city wanted to kick him out of this shut-down mall parking lot, and so he actually helped set them up and get them kicked off of there it's alluded to, you know, some type of payoff. And I just thought about that, and I'm not knocking people up north. Okay, I mean, there's plenty of boss hogs and small-town corruption in the south. And there's plenty of the same type of behavior in the West, but not as bad because, well, I mean, I know my Eastern history. 230 years ago, you told somebody up north or in the South, in the Carolinas or wherever, that I'm going to shake your business down for money or I'm going to tell you what to do. They would say, let's go out in the street and have a shootout. Let's go have a duel. You know, it was the New Englanders and the rest of them, you know, that led the charge against the Redcoats. But then, in the last 130 years or so, massive influx of people from Eastern and Central Europe and other feudal states where there was no history of freedom, where they were used to having tribal bosses and mob bosses ruling over them. And so, when you go to New York and you experience the culture of the police bossing you around and telling you you're a slave and fat-bellied guys waddling around who are Italian, who everybody thinks they're a gangster and has power and you better be scared of them, and everyone being threatened, everyone being scared, everyone stooping over and, you know, bending their backs and bending their knees to this type of stuff. There were many famous cases of classical mafia trying to come into the South or the West, and it just didn't work. Now, it does work now because now we're cowardly, chicken-necked, land of the coward, home of the slaves down here, on average. So now you have the mafia starting to flourish and people being ordered around in fear. I don't understand it. I mean, when somebody starts threatening me or is getting in my face and they don't give me a way out of it, I mean, it's time to rumble. It's time to go. I mean, it's time. And come hell or high water, you know, you may get me, but I'm going to get some of you. I mean, that's how it works. And so, basically, I'm like a porcupine. Just leave me alone. I got a bunch of spines sticking out. Go find some other, you know, slaves to feed on. I'm not one of those. So when we get back, I'll get into O'Reilly and his mafia threats. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a sting indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Sing and cry. Welcome back. All right, let me make a long story short because I'm going to come back and cover some more news and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231 here on this Friday edition. Oh, Donald Sheen back at 9/11 conspiracy theories. This is CBS News, New York. A controversial new film about 9/11 is raising eyebrows not only for its content, but for the people involved in the project, Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen. Now, literally, folks, I didn't count them up. It's like 30 or 40. I had to stop counting last night and this morning. I just didn't have time to click through each story, but I saw the links. Hollywood Reporter and Variety and just Inside Edition and 5 Fox TV shows, and they're all reporting, everybody but O'Reilly did, that Rosie O'Donnell is making Loose Change Final Cut. That is totally false, and again, we're in contact. I'm in contact with folks now. We're probably going to be able to get some interesting folks on next week, maybe even Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll just see. We're working on it. You know, Charlie's only come on my show, and then on Jimmy Kimmel, talked a little bit about Building 7 when he got asked. And I don't want to, I could twist his arm and get him on, but we wanted to get him on again when they were about to launch the film as part of the promotion for it. But we'll see. I'm going to talk to him later today. But that's not who we're talking about. You know, somebody else. Rosie O'Donnell, we're working on it. We're working on it, so keep your mouth shut. Anyways, I'm going to stop joking around here. There's no research they put into any of this. They're just all saying Rosie O'Donnell's involved in this now, because the people writing these articles are so dumbed down, a lot of them aren't even operatives, that they can't even differentiate. They've just heard through the grapevine, through all the emails and stories that have been suppressed, as we've been pushing the last week and a half to get this story out, that Rosie O'Donnell has gone public on 9/11 Truth. So that must mean she's involved with Loose Change, because that's kind of become the cultural signpost or the symbol of 9/11 Truth. I mean, it really has. And that's great. We need, though, to have multiple symbols so they can't shoot down individual symbols. We need to have Terror Storm or government-sponsored terror or Inside Job. Inside Job is one of the other signposts we've got. It's probably a little bit bigger cultural meme or semantical hieroglyph, signet, logo, than the term Loose Change. But Alex Jones has become somewhat of a diminutive form of the symbol. But we need to get Terror Storm out there. Again, simple term as well. More juggernauts, more cultural logos, signets, symbols. But they couldn't even get that straight, that it was not Rosie O'Donnell. But regardless, it's broken now and they can't stop it. And that's the good news. Now, another major national discussion and debate, and the enemies of freedom and liberty are going public saying there is no inside job, we're all liars. And they said 5 separate times on O'Reilly last night in about 5 minutes that it's Holocaust denial, people hate Jews, anti-Semitism, Jews, Jews, Jews. I mean, there's no discussion of Jews in Loose Change. But they kept saying, it's like denying the Holocaust. Rosie O'Donnell's denying the Holocaust. They're denying the Holocaust. Holocaust. Hitler. Third Reich. We're Hitler. Third Reich propaganda. Man, everybody's Hitler. Bin Laden, Saddam, now us. Now, I want you to remember, and by the way, both these Deedle, who looks like a mafioso, acts like one, and O'Reilly, the other mafioso, I mean, at the beginning of the show, we didn't send this up to the network, but we should. He just starts the show going, yeah, shut up, be quiet, it's the O'Reilly factor. I mean, these are people that want to sit there in their chairs and have some guy act tough, and his propaganda isn't even good. It's like third grade level, second grade, first grade level. He just keeps going, that's your opinion. Yeah, prove it. Yeah. Oh, the White House wrote memos saying we torture children. Yeah, prove it. Do you have it? Do you have it in the front of you? Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. Shut your pie hole, Edith. I mean, you're a punk, O'Reilly. You're a cowardly chicken neck.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Shut your pie hole! The O'Reilly Factors is starting this! All of you better keep your mouth shut! I'm gonna call the FBI on you!
You see, don't forget, we can compile all this. Every week it seems I'm sent clips, or we play clips, where Bill O'Reilly gets up there and he says, well, I called the FBI on this guy and got him arrested, and yeah, the guy was found not guilty. He has guests on he disagrees with, and he goes, that's it, I'm calling them on you. The original mafia, the FBI. And he, you know, gets guests up. He says, you're a traitor. I'm going to call for you to be investigated. I'm going to call for you to maybe be arrested, like he said for Fetzer. And I've had all these other big national talk show hosts say, I'm a traitor. I need to go to a FEMA camp. I mean, they're on there doing this. Well, last night, they said it's your First Amendment, but you're going to lose your TV show. You better stop it. You better shut up. The New York Post said, just shut your mouth. It said, shut up. Just shut your mouth. In fact, the exact quote was, I've got the New York Post here somewhere. Some celebrities don't know when to keep their trap shut. And then it goes into all of it. That's the New York Post. And then it's universal. They say we're Nazis. Yeah. The president, who's the puppet who helped carry out the attacks, his grandfather was the admitted head Nazi agent in the U.S. I mean, don't you love how your Americans, your grandfathers fought Hitler? Both of my grandfathers were in World War II. You know, both my grandfathers enlisted. One of them was in B-17s in Europe. The other flew and then smaller planes and crashed one and got out of the military. The point is that I resent that. You know, I resent that the media has now turned it around that Americans are Nazis. Have you noticed everything's Nazi? And that only the good people that run the media, they're good, they're going to take good care of us, and everyone else is Nazis. We lost World War II. We were Hitler. I mean, you don't believe in global warming? It should be banned. It's like denying Hitler and the Holocaust. You question official stories? You're like Hitler. You're not for the Iraq War? You support Saddam. He was like Hitler. Hitler, 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 Hitler. In fact, instead of me just saying this, listen to this five-minute clip of O'Reilly last night as he just... And he, folks, he literally didn't start the piece. He started the show by saying, shut up! You know, it's the O'Reilly factors! And again, I like old folks. A lot of old folks are great patriots and awake, but his main audience is old people sitting there who are scared, who want their Social Security check. Oh, and by the way, I ought to write a book about O'Reilly. Here's the formula. Terrorists are going to get you. There's liberal commies everywhere. He says liberal on the show on every other piece, like every 10 seconds. The far left liberals wrote this. The far extreme left. Who's the worst leftist of them all? And they're not even leftists. The leftists are all part of the same power structure. But it's there to entrench and brainwash people. And then it was dirty teenagers dancing naked next. Porn. Let's show you lots of blurred out porn video. And then after that, we'll show you more porn. So it's the terrorists are going to get you, the liberals are going to get you, but let's sit there and make it okay for the 75, 80-year-olds to look at porn on the O'Reilly factor when he's totally obsessed with it and been in all that trouble. I mean, this is just, it's pervert television, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. I mean, you can assess it. And it's tailored for a bunch of people who are basically 2 inches out of the grave, who just want to believe the lies and who are totally brain dead. That's the only audience he's got. 2.5 million dead people every night that tune into his garbage. Now, here it is.
Impact segment tonight, the far-left fringe has embraced the conspiracy theory that elements of the U.S. government carried out the attacks on 9/11. It's unbelievable, but that's what they're saying. Now, some mainstream individuals are buying into it. Rosie O'Donnell discussed it on her blog, and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, billionaire Mark Cuban, may distribute a movie called Loose Change. That piece of propaganda may be narrated by Charlie Sheen. And it says the U.S. government was criminally negligent on 9/11. With us now, Bo Dietl, former New York City detective, knows about the local investigation on 9/11. From Miami, Gerald Posner, the author of the book, Why America Slept, The Reasons Behind Our Failure to Prevent 9/11. All right, Gerald, begin with you. When you hear this conspiratorial stuff, what goes through your mind?
Well, Bill, it used to surprise me. Now, nothing surprises me what these wackos can come up with. What goes through my mind, though, is I get angry. And then when I see mainstream figures like Rosie O'Donnell, she essentially did a cut and paste. She took it from one side and put it on her blog. You know what? You can't do that. It would be like putting on something that said the Holocaust didn't exist. And she should be socially responsible.
Stop it right there. She can't do that. It's wrong. He's saying this. It's like saying the Holocaust didn't exist. She can't do a cut and paste. Gerald Posner, despite the fact that 90%+ of Americans know the government killed Kennedy, all the evidence is overwhelming. This guy writes these operative books and is given unlimited attention. And he is a former high-level Clinton operative, Clinton Gore operative. I mean, this guy is a thoroughbred operative, period. He worked for him, okay? That's not our opinion. And remember, a lot of these people are openly on the payroll. And then they also say a detailed study later by Popular Mechanics. Popular Mechanics is owned by Hearst Publishing, the literal name in yellow journalism and black ops. And the first cousin of Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff ran the piece against me and lied to me and said that it wasn't a hit piece and swore it was just an objective piece. I knew it was a fake straw man debunking. And NIST... The federal government and FEMA have said that they don't know why 7 fell now and that it could have been bombs. Okay? They can't put a report out saying why because they know scientists will look at it. Underwriting Laboratories went public and said that fire couldn't have done that. Okay? their chief engineer over a whole project. They had a secret year-long internal test. They underwrote those buildings. But no, don't confuse us with the facts. Then they mention Oklahoma City, World Trade Center, the first attack, 1993. New York Times, CBS News, admitted we have the tapes. We can play them here. We've played them many times. Where the informant who they gave the money, the FBI did millions to build the bomb, gave them the detonators. First he said, hey, we were supposed to build a dummy bomb. Then you said build a real bomb. Now I built the real bomb. Then you gave me detonators. Now you're going to let the bombing go forward? And they're like, yeah, we're pulling you off. I mean, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver like they always do, folks. I mean, this is incredible. And this cop, former steel worker, I bet he did some arm twistings. He's sitting there, used to enforce over the unions. And now I'm a cop. And now I'm a contributor to Fox News. And it's a potato chips falling down. All right, I'm going to stop it. You didn't like me doing hick imitations when I'm a hick, folks? Well, I'm going to have some fun with our New York friends, who I love to death, by the way. These guys are thugs. Okay? They're cretins. And they're ashamed, you know, that they represent the great people of New York, by the way, who almost universally know that there's a cover-up and an inside job. All right, I'm going to shut up. Just go back to the piece.
What goes through my mind, though, is I get angry. And then when I see mainstream figures like Rosie O'Donnell, she essentially did a cut and paste. She took it from one site and put it on her blog. You know what? You can't do that. It would be like putting on something that said the Holocaust didn't exist. And she should be socially responsible to know better. Mark Cuban, he may be great at making money. He's worth over $1 billion. But this was the guy who said, remember, when Kobe Bryant was arrested, it'll be good for the NBA. And he says on this issue, he's agnostic. He does things that are good about 9/11. He also distributes this because it's on the other side. We don't have an opinion. But guess what, Mark? You don't get to be agnostic on this. You have to have an opinion. Either 19 hijackers, Muslim fundamentalists who wanted to destroy the West, flew those planes into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, killing 3,000 people on 9/11, or otherwise you're right and it's a conspiracy. And you know what? You don't get to straddle both sides of the fence. You have an obligation to come clean on this and not distribute that film. The same with Charlie Sheen in narrating it. It's a disgrace.
All right. How do you see it, Bo? You were down here when it happened. You actually worked on the World Trade Center when they were building it.
I was an iron worker back in the late 60s before I became a cop. And, you know, the whole construction of the World Trade Center was heavy, thick steel walls around the outside with 6 inches of concrete floors. And what happened that day is when that melted, that went down and it became like potato chips. And I watched the buildings go down. It looked like they were imploding. They were imploding. The steel hit there. They couldn't hold up the weight. They came right down. Thank God that they didn't come down any other way. But when I hear this nonsense about these movies that are going to be made about this, what about the victims? What about the firemen, the cops that died down there, their families, and the people down there that lost their husbands, wives?
Let's stop right there. How many of the victims' families have we had on here? How many police, how many firemen, how many emergency workers, and not just on this show, how many interviews have we played from other shows, how many news articles? It's in the hundreds now. Bill Doyle, head of the biggest victims' family group, the chairman, the head of the group, lost his son, Joey. Bill Doyle says over half know it's an inside job, and he knows it's an inside job. I mean, I remember being up in Minnesota visiting Genesis about 4 years ago, being in the hotel room. I wish I could have taped it. And they said, there's a protest against Bush saying he was involved in 9/11. And it's around the White House, and it showed all these 9/11 truth signs and victims' families saying Bush did it, Bush knew, around the White House. But you never see it other than that. I mean, again, they misrepresent everything. And I'm sorry, you don't have a monopoly in the media anymore. The people are learning. We wrote articles. Paul did, Aaron did, for PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. Two different articles. Go get them, folks. They're excellent. Get them out to people. Every statement's a hyperlink. Every statement's backed up. We say the federal government said something, we link to it. We say a fireman said something, we link to it. We say the steel melts at a temperature, we link to it. You know what? You don't link to nothing. You're just counting on a bunch of people to sit there and buy your lies. Go back to the tape.
The victims. What about the firemen, the cops that died down there, their families, and the people down there that lost their husbands, wives, daughters, and sons? This is complete moron stuff now. I saw the engine of the plane that was down there on the ground that went right through the building. I saw people down there when we got down there, when number 7 came down, they say about the building number 7 coming down the same way. Yeah, because so much heaviness came off from the World Trade Center coming down onto 7. 7 came down. The foundation was all out of whack because because of them coming down. This all, if there could have been more buildings coming down around. Why it happened that way? Only architects and only...
Well, we went over it with the popular mechanics, people who have done exhaustive study. But I agree with you that I think that, you know, bringing this stuff up, accusing your own country of murdering your own citizens is painful for people who lost people.
You go back...
We're not accusing our own country of that. We're accusing criminal elements of doing it. We didn't say America, the United States, gave black men syphilis over 45 years and let them spread it and tens of thousands died from it. We didn't say that America radiated over 10,000 American children, tested radiation on them and killed them. Declassified public. We said criminal elements did. So shut your mouth. You're the ones trying to put the blame on America. It's parasites like you that support the criminals in government that are to blame, you piece of trash, O'Reilly. Back to it.
I agree with you that I think that, you know, bringing this stuff up, accusing your own country of murdering your own citizens is painful for people who lost people.
You go back with the blind cleric and with Yusuf. The connection was right there when it bombed World Trade Center 1 and it go to 2.
Don't confuse anybody with facts. Don't confuse them with facts. But I will say this, Gerald. I believe that if Charlie Sheen puts his voice and name on this, he's through. I think that'll people won't watch his television program. They'll hold it against him. Now, you said something earlier. You said it makes you angry when these conspiratorialists put the stuff out. They have freedom of speech. I mean, you know, they can say what they want.
No.
Why does it make you angry?
It makes me angry, Bill, because they're making up, in some cases, what they call facts. They're distributing false information. In many cases, they know it.
Stop. Okay, what? What is it true? Again, Posner. You little Al Gore, Bill Clinton operative, you piece of filth. Get back to him.
Why does it make you angry?
It makes me angry, Bill, because they're making up, in some cases, what they call facts. They're distributing false information. In many cases, they know it. And the product today is much slicker. You know, in the old days, you used to get a right-wing revisionist who would stand up and say, oh, by the way, the Holocaust is a myth, and they would just deny it, and we all knew they were crazy, and that was the end of it. But today, these films that they're putting out are very slick. They tend to show things in a way that if you watch it and you're impressionable, it's like JFK that Oliver Stone did. Look, it was a good propaganda film. I view these often as propaganda films, as good as anything that the Third Reich turned out, but they can change impressionable minds. So the reason I get angry as a journalist is the same reason you would as a journalist. You see the historical record here being completely muddied up on a case that should be straightforward.
All right.
And the internet.
So there you go. They admit that their false history, their lie, their myth, their religion of government worship and tyranny worship and black ski mask worship is falling apart. They admit that we're engaging them and beating them and stopping them. I mean, everybody knows JFK is extremely accurate. You've been totally disproven, you kook. Okay? You know, how dare you? You're going to be exposed on 9/11. Charlie Sheen's got more viewers. He's more popular than ever. Look at the polls, you twit. Okay, you're a loser. You're going to lose. You don't control history. The people do. You understand that? You understand that, you rat? And there he goes back to Hitler. We're Hitler now, man. We're slick. We're Hitler. No, we've got the news and we've got the facts. Back to that Al Gore operative.
Allows these theories to explode.
No, sure.
You know,
there's no question
so that they
change
spread
everything. I just don't understand the hatred for the country. I don't get the hatred for the country, Bo.
You hate the country!
You ever think about that? Why did he... Like, I'm not saying Mark Cuban hates
you
America.
You hate the country, O'Reilly!
What motivates Mark
You're helping
Cuban.
Kill
He's
it!
To, welcome to come on here and explain. But most of these people buy into this. They just hate the country.
You know, it's just something that people have to be negative. You look, we're all not happy with what the president's been doing. I was a Republican. I'm not happy with my president, what he's been doing and what's been happening. But you want to know something? I'm not going to go against him completely on everything he's doing. There's things that are being done right. The economy's great and everything. But people are going to be negative. These people that want to develop a film showing that this really never happened or it happened with America. First of all, they had another one, a conspiracy that Israel did it and wanted to get it goes on and on and on.
The Muslims try to blame it on
Mossad. It's aggravating to me. The one most important thing, Bill, is the people that died there on September 11th and their families. This is a disgrace to them. And Martin Sheen's kid there better watch it as far as people.
I
wouldn't watch anything.
And this, we're looking out for you, Charlie Sheen. Don't do this. You're not going to come back from it if you do. And that's not a threat. I'm just telling you, I know the country. Bo knows the country.
We won't
Gerald
watch
knows
that two and a half kids thing at
not
all.
Gonna, not going to do it any good. Gentlemen, as always, thanks for
having me. All right.
So watch yourself. You know, I'm not going to burn down your grocery store, your gas station here. But if you hire my cousin Billy and pay him, you know, 4 or 5 times regular wages, somebody won't burn you down. How's your daughter doing? I saw your 7-year-old daughter walking to school the other day. It's not a threat. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, I'll look out for her for you. Would you like me to look out there for you? I'd be more than happy to do it for you, dear. Does that sound good to you, sir? No, it doesn't sound good to me, sir. Okay, sir? We're going to do what we want, sir. You understand, sir? And we're going to clean your clock, sir. You got that? You understand me?
You're not going to stop us, you murderers! We are coming for you! We are coming for you, New World Order! We're committed, we're ready to die, you're never going to stop us! And all your intimidation and all your garbage won't put your fraud together again. All the king's horses and all the king's men will not put your stinking New World Order back together again.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're looking out for you, Charlie. Don't make us break your legs. Don't make the movie. Sit down and shut up.
It's disgusting. Some people are impressed by that mafioso swagger. I'm not. This isn't your thing. This is the American people's thing. We're going to run over the top of you. You got that? Just keep pushing people around and see what it causes. See what happens. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We got a big guest coming up. Let's start going to him. Matt in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Matt. Okay, he's gone. Let's talk to Gary in New York. Gary, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. God bless. Finally glad to be on your show. I just want to issue a warning about a 9/11 Truth member. I represent New York 9/11 Truth, and there's a character by the name of Les Jameson that stole stole our account, that has been selling DVDs at Ground Zero, and he's splitting up the whole group. So we're basically issuing a warning about him and making it public. And we expect that.
I've met Les a few times. He seems like a nice fellow, sir. I just don't know about this laundry, and so that's why it's kind of hard for me to. I mean, this is a big show. This will turn into a whole big issue. And I know groups split up, and people have fights. And I heard some inkling about split ups and things, and that's too bad. And stuff like that happens. But anything else on your mind? What do you think of this whole Charlie Sheen, Bill O'Reilly? I mean, I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly. It's all over Fox. It was covered on Hannity and Combs, that David Gibson guy. I mean, it's all over, everywhere.
It's sad that they didn't cover our protest by ABC Studios. And it's very sad how, you look at the TV set and then you just want to break it. And it's really see-through for what it is. There's really nothing to say about it. These guys are the lowest scum of the earth. They're going to be tried very soon. This thing is splitting up every day. There's new evidence coming out. They're very worried. They can't sleep right at night. And it's really over for them. And unless they create some big economic collapse, some big disaster in the big, open-minded cities like LA or New York, they're gone. And they're done for.
I agree with you, sir, and I really appreciate your call. Is there any website or alternative group you guys are setting up?
We're part of, I'm actually friends with Luke Rutkowski.
Sure, so the website is...
WeAreChange.org, and we're basically working on the website every day. We're going to make it an everyday news website. We're adding new materials. We're working on a new movie, probably going to be called America Double Crossbones. It is going to discuss the Federal Reserve, Skull and Bones, Taft, Dulles connection. And we just, it's about timing. And as long as they don't disrupt us with...
What do you think of O'Reilly and all these guys? Where they mafioso? You better watch it. You better shut up. I mean, this is... And then other shows, he says, I'm going to call the police on you.
Well, that's just exposing their tactics and just killing their credibility more and more. It just shows how they're very, very nervous. And his show is just about to collapse. They're losing ratings.
They are. Yeah, no, it's in the toilet.
Right. So everything they've ever built on, everything that they ever stood for, is about to collapse on them. And they're really afraid, because the higher up you are, the harder you're going to fall.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Absolutely, yeah. He's like King Kong up on the top of the Empire State Building, and you know how that ends. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Oh, Dan in Detroit hung up. Ken in New York. Ken, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll hold you over, too. We're about to break, but go ahead.
All right, thanks. You were talking about the New York Post, and we just heard all that propaganda and all those threats on the Rupert Murdoch-owned Fox Network. And the Post, in its March 4th Sunday edition, had a full-page ad on an interview that they had with Newt Gingrich. And I think you might be interested in seeing that.
Well, is he still giving the speech that the First Amendment must die? We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.